It's time now for WNCW's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. I'm your host, Paul Foster. This week, we spotlight the Blue Ridge Conservancy, headquartered in Boone. Representing that group and my guest this morning is Eric Heigl and Nikki Robinson. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks, Paul. And I am the Communications and Outreach Associate at BRC.
Eric, good morning to you. Tell us about your role and duties there with the Conservancy.
I am the Director of Land Protection and Stewardship here at Blue Ridge Conservancy, and so work on the land acquisitions and conservation easements that we do here.
Nikki, when it comes to the Blue Ridge Conservancy, one of the sayings about them that I came across was saving the places you love. What's the best way to describe the group's mission?
So Blue Ridge Conservancy is a local nonprofit land trust. We are dedicated to conserving the land and water resources of the Western North Carolina region. We work to protect these special places with attributes such as scenic vistas, working farmland, rare and threatened ecological habitat, clean water resources, and recreational access. With this mission in mind, some of our projects include protecting land along the Blue Ridge Parkway. We help Grandfather Mountain State Park and Elk Knob State Park expand their borders. We also established Pond Mountain Game Land, which is this awesome 2,900 acres of public land up in Ashe County. And we're also spearheading the Middle Fork Greenway project that will connect Boone to Blowing Rock naturally with a safe pedestrian and bicyclist-friendly paved greenway trail.
So, Eric, when and how did Blue Ridge Conservancy begin?
Blue Ridge Conservancy began in 2010 with the merger of High Country Conservancy and Blue Ridge Rural Land Trust. It was actual first merger of land trust in North Carolina. High Country Conservancy began in the mid-90s with more of a focus on recreation and ecological protection. And Blue Ridge Rural Land Trust began in our late 90s with more of an agricultural focus. And so by combining the two organizations, we have a more of a holistic approach to land conservation in the region. And this merger helped eliminate redundancy and confusion amongst our supporters and landowners, which ultimately created a more efficient organization.
There's, of course, so much outdoor beauty to take in and enjoy in the North Carolina High Country. Give us an idea of just how many acres Blue Ridge Conservancy is trying to support and how many counties are you presently involved in?
So far to date, we've protected over 20,000 acres in the seven counties that we work in, which include Ashe, Allegheny, Wilkes, Watauga, Avery, Mitchell, and Yancey. And throughout this area, to fulfill our mission, you know, we partner with various state and federal agencies, including North Carolina State Parks, the Wildlife Resource Commission, the National Park Service, a lot of our local municipalities, towns, and counties, and well as other nonprofits.
It's WNCW's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. We're talking with Eric Heigl and Nikki Robinson of Blue Ridge Conservancy. Our conversation continues, and Nikki, now back to you. What do volunteers in the community mean to Blue Ridge Conservancy and their importance to you folks?
So BRC was built on the effort of volunteers. It's a grassroots, membership-driven organization. Our volunteers and the local community are so essential to how we function. And we are so grateful to be based in Western North Carolina because we're surrounded by the Blue Ridge Mountains, and we're also surrounded by this community that is so passionate about living among them. It draws this collectively great network of people together. So as the local land trust, we want to create opportunities for people to connect with nature and each other. And not only do we help save land, but when we do that, we also help build community and we strengthen the economy. We also create a brighter future for the generations to come.
Now tell us about some of the specific projects that the group is focusing on right now.
Sure. In recent years, we've been focusing a lot more on recreation and public access to lands. A few projects that we're working on right now is one at the Guy Ford Road River access along the Watauga River. We've helped secure the permanent access there to the river, which will provide fishing and swimming opportunities to the public, as well as an access to the Class 5 Watauga River Gorge section of the river. We're also spearheading the Middle Fork Greenway project, which through our partnerships with the Town of Boone and Blowing Rock, Watauga County, and local businesses should have about one half of the greenway constructed within the next 3 years. And we're also working with the Town of Seven Devils to construct a hiking trail, land that we own on Peak Mountain, which is across the highway from Grandfather Mountain. And this trail will connect Otter Falls State Park, which the town owns, and wind its way up to the top of Peak Mountain through mature hardwood forests and provide hikers and visitors with excellent views of Grandfather Mountain. We also have an agricultural focus where we work with private landowners throughout the area to conserve working lands for local food production and assist them with enhancing and creating enhanced agricultural activities.
In our remaining time, how about sharing with us an upcoming event or two that's on the horizon? I believe there's an important fundraiser coming up next month in June.
Yes, we actually have two events coming up in early June that will celebrate the places we all love here in the High Country. The first one is on June 2nd. June 2nd is Land Trust Day, and Mass General Store and its patrons are helping conserve the High Country's special places and our natural resources. All Mass General stores located in the High Country are donating 20% of the day's sales to Blue Ridge Conservancy. Land Trust Day is so great because it connects consumers, it connects businesses, and Blue Ridge Conservancy. It highlights the relationship that the communities across Western North Carolina have with our awesome and beautiful forests, rivers, and ridgelines that surround us. The following Wednesday, after Land Trust Day, June 6th, BRC is hosting the 18th annual Gamekeeper Auction from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the Blowing Rock American Legion to come out and enjoy an evening of fun and a variety of wine and beer from the local breweries. Tickets are on sale now, and you can jump onto our website, blueridgeconservancy.org.
You, of course, provided the website for those that are interested in attending the upcoming events, but if they also wanted to know more information about the Blue Ridge Conservancy, would that be the best place for them to go?
The best place to learn about Blue Ridge Conservancy is definitely on our website, blueridgeconservancy.org. If you want to give us a call to learn more about what we're doing and what we're up to, our phone number is 828-264-2511.
Nikki Robinson and Eric Heigl, thank you so very much for your time today.
Thank you, Paul.
Our spotlight on the Blue Ridge Conservancy, a part of this week's Friday Feature Interview of the Week, also available as a podcast on our website at wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.